Don't leave anything for later. Later, the coffee gets cold. Later, you lose interest. Later, the day turns into night. Later, people grow up, grow old, and life goes by, and you're left with regret, wondering why you didn't take that chance when you had it. If you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. Live for what today has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away. In this audiobook, we're diving into the transformative power of now. Imagine a life where you stop waiting, stop delaying, and start fully embracing each day. This mindset isn't just about motivation, it's about a shift that will bring you closer to your goals, passions, and a life without regrets. Join us as we uncover how taking action today can change everything about your tomorrow. Chapter 1. The Cost of Later. We often think later is harmless, just a small delay, something we'll get to eventually. But later has a hidden cost that adds up over time. Every time we say later, we're putting our dreams, goals, and even relationships on hold. It seems like a safe way to postpone, but in reality, later can become a habit, one that steals our potential bit by bit. This chapter explores how later slowly chips away at the things we value most and prevents us from living fully. Imagine if every time you put something off, you were taking a small withdrawal from your life's bank. Each delay might not seem like much, but over time, those small withdrawals can leave you with an empty account of missed opportunities, unachieved goals, and lost memories. Saying, "I'll do it later," isn't just harmless. It's a subtle but powerful way of moving further away from the life you want. This chapter shows us how being mindful of our choices in the present can change the course of our future. The cost of later doesn't just affect big dreams, it also impacts everyday life. Think about the little things, like spending time with loved ones, making that phone call, or even taking a moment to relax. Every time we say we'll do it later, we're putting off joy and connection, and one day, we might look back and realize those moments never came. This chapter is a wake-up call, a reminder that our lives are made up of the things we do or don't do today, not someday. Lastly, this chapter dives into the emotional impact of later. When we constantly put things off, it creates a cycle of guilt, stress, and missed opportunities. Each delay leaves a lingering feeling of something left undone, a nagging thought at the back of our minds. By the time we finally act, we may feel drained and discouraged, wondering why we didn't do it sooner. Recognizing this cost can motivate us to start making changes, to shift from later to now, and build a life of action and purpose, one moment at a time. Chapter 2. Breaking Free from Excuses. Excuses are comfortable. They protect us from the fear of failure, rejection, and uncertainty. But while excuses may feel safe, they act like invisible chains that hold us back. Every time we say, "I don't have time," "I'm not ready," or "I'll start tomorrow," we give power to those chains. This chapter is about recognizing excuses for what they are, barriers we create ourselves. When we break free from excuses, we unlock the door to possibility, courage, and achievement. Excuses often disguise themselves as logical reasons, and that's what makes them so sneaky. "I'll start when I have more money," or "I'm waiting for the right moment," sound reasonable. But these justifications keep us in one place, waiting indefinitely. Breaking free from excuses means challenging these justifications and asking, "What's really stopping me?" Often, it's our own doubts and fears. By seeing through these excuses, we gain the clarity to act, no matter how imperfect the timing or conditions may seem. Breaking free from excuses also means embracing responsibility. When we stop blaming circumstances or others, we reclaim control over our lives. This chapter shows how taking ownership of our choices, both the successes and setbacks, empowers us. It reminds us that we are not victims of our environment, but active participants in shaping our future. By holding ourselves accountable, we find strength we didn't know we had, and we become more resilient in the face of challenges. Ultimately, this chapter explores the freedom that comes when we let go of excuses. Imagine the mental energy and time wasted justifying why we can't do something. Now, imagine redirecting that energy toward action. Without excuses, we open up space to dream, take risks, and grow. We learn that the first step to success isn't waiting for the perfect moment. It's deciding to start right now. Breaking free from excuses is about making a commitment to ourselves. And each time we follow through, we break another link in the chain holding us back. Chapter 3. Embracing the power of immediate action. There's a unique force in taking action right now. Immediate action is more than just doing something quickly. It's about seizing the present moment and using it to move toward our goals. When we act without delay, we tap into momentum that can propel us forward, often farther than we imagined. This chapter is about learning how powerful it can be to act today instead of waiting until tomorrow, next week, or the right time. Immediate action transforms intention into progress and dreams into reality. Acting immediately also quiets the inner voices of doubt. The longer we wait, the more time we give ourselves to worry, overthink, and ultimately talk ourselves out of our plans. When we embrace the power of immediate action, we take a stand against these doubts. We say, "I may not have all the answers, but I'm willing to learn as I go." This approach isn't about perfection, it's about progress. By stepping forward now, we gain experience, build resilience, and learn valuable lessons that planning alone can't teach. Immediate action also sends a powerful message to ourselves that we are committed and capable. Every time we choose action over hesitation, we strengthen our self-belief. It's like making a promise to ourselves and keeping it. When we start seeing the results of our efforts, no matter how small, our confidence grows. We begin to understand that success doesn't require perfect timing. It requires consistent, courageous steps in the present. This shift in mindset creates a cycle of action and self-assurance that makes us unstoppable. In this chapter, we'll explore ways to make immediate action a habit, not just a one-time event. Taking action quickly doesn't mean being impulsive or reckless. It means moving forward with purpose, even if conditions aren't ideal. By embracing the power of now, we take control of our lives and goals. We learn to trust ourselves and the process, knowing that each action brings us closer to our potential. Embracing immediate action means living fully, with the understanding that the power to shape our future lies in the choices we make today. Chapter 4. Letting go of the past to build a future. Our past is full of lessons, experiences, and memories, some of them positive, others painful. While it can be comforting or even tempting to hold on to what's familiar, carrying the weight of the past can hold us back. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or ignoring our history. It means releasing its hold over us so we can step fully into the future. This chapter is about understanding how letting go can be a powerful act of self-liberation, freeing us to create a future that aligns with our deepest goals and desires. Holding on to the past often means holding on to old patterns, beliefs, or even regrets that no longer serve us. We might replay certain moments, hoping for a different outcome, or cling to past versions of ourselves. But by staying attached to what's already happened, we prevent ourselves from experiencing growth. Our energy gets stuck, and it becomes harder to move forward. Letting go means choosing to leave behind what's no longer beneficial and making room for new, positive opportunities. One way to let go of the past is to focus on the lessons it taught rather than the emotions it brings up. Each experience, good or bad, carries insights that can guide us. Maybe a mistake taught us resilience, or a failure showed us where we needed to improve. By focusing on what we learned, we shift our mindset from, "Why did this happen to me?" to, "What can I gain from this?" This reframing allows us to see the past as a teacher, not a chain, and gives us the strength to step into the future with newfound wisdom. Letting go also requires us to forgive, both ourselves and others. Holding on to resentment or guilt can weigh heavily on our spirits, creating invisible barriers that hold us back. By practicing forgiveness, we let go of the negative emotions that keep us tethered to past events. This doesn't mean condoning wrong actions. It means releasing the emotional grip those actions have on us. Forgiveness is a way of saying, "I choose to be free from the weight of this experience," and it allows us to approach the future with a lighter heart. As we let go, we begin to understand that we're not defined by our past, but by the choices we make today. Our experiences shape us, but they don't have to limit us. By embracing the present moment and focusing on our future, we redefine ourselves on our own terms. Each day becomes an opportunity to build the life we envision, unbound by past limitations. Letting go gives us the freedom to evolve and to pursue our dreams with a renewed sense of possibility and excitement. In this chapter, you'll discover practical steps for releasing the past, forgiving yourself and others, and embracing a forward-focused mindset. Letting go is a journey, but with each step, you'll feel more empowered and capable of shaping a future that reflects who you truly are. By unburdening yourself from the weight of what's behind you, you can focus your energy on what lies ahead, building a life that's driven by purpose, passion, and the power of possibility. Chapter 5. Living with Purpose. Today, living with purpose means choosing each day to align your actions, thoughts, and goals with what truly matters to you. When you wake up with a sense of purpose, your days are fueled by direction and meaning, making even the smallest actions feel significant. Purpose isn't a destination, but a way of living, an intention you carry with you in each moment, infusing your life with passion and focus. This chapter explores how to cultivate a purposeful mindset, starting today, to create a fulfilling life. One of the first steps to living with purpose is understanding what genuinely matters to you. Take time to reflect on your core values, passions, and the things that make you feel most alive. Is it helping others, creating something meaningful, or achieving personal growth? By clarifying what drives you, you lay the foundation for a purposeful life. This clarity helps you prioritize your time and energy, ensuring that your daily actions contribute to your larger vision. Living with purpose also involves setting clear, intentional goals. Goals that resonate with your purpose are more motivating and rewarding because they are aligned with your values. For example, if your purpose is to inspire others, a goal might be to create content or work in a role that allows you to share impactful messages. These goals provide a roadmap, giving you a sense of direction and making each step you take feel purposeful and impactful. Purposeful living requires mindfulness and presence. It's easy to get caught up in routines or be distracted by things that don't serve our goals. By practicing mindfulness, you train yourself to stay present, appreciating each moment and focusing on what truly matters. Purpose isn't always about doing grand things. It's about finding meaning in the everyday, whether it's through connecting with others, taking care of your well-being, or contributing to your community. Challenges and setbacks are inevitable, but when you live with purpose, they become part of the journey rather than obstacles. Purpose gives you resilience, reminding you why you started and helping you push through tough times. When you view challenges as stepping stones rather than roadblocks, you're more likely to learn from them and continue moving forward. Purpose acts as an anchor, helping you stay grounded and focused even when the journey gets tough. Living with purpose also means being open to growth and change. As you continue to pursue what matters, you'll likely discover new passions or perspectives that shift your path. Purpose is not rigid. It evolves as you do. Embrace this growth, allowing your purpose to adapt over time. By staying flexible and open, you remain true to your authentic self, pursuing a path that reflects who you are today and who you aim to become. Purposeful living is deeply fulfilling because it connects your actions to a larger meaning. Rather than simply going through the motions, you're actively shaping a life that aligns with your values. This sense of fulfillment brings a unique kind of joy and satisfaction that material success alone cannot provide. Living with purpose creates a deep-rooted happiness that sustains you through both the highs and lows of life. In this chapter, you'll explore actionable steps for discovering, nurturing, and embodying your purpose each day. Living with purpose is a choice you make every morning, a commitment to infuse your life with meaning, passion, and direction. When you choose to live purposefully, you're not just building a fulfilling life, you're creating a legacy, impacting others, and leaving the world a little better than you found it. Chapter 6. Building consistency and momentum. Consistency is the bridge between setting goals and achieving them. It's not about making huge leaps, but taking steady, regular steps in the direction of your dreams. Building consistency means committing to actions, big or small, that align with your goals every single day. When you maintain a rhythm, even with small actions, you build momentum, which ultimately makes reaching your goals feel natural and achievable. This chapter focuses on how to establish consistency and harness momentum to keep moving forward. The first step in building consistency is understanding that small, consistent actions are more effective than occasional, intense efforts. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that big accomplishments require grand gestures, but true progress often comes from small steps repeated over time. Consistent actions add up, creating lasting change. For instance, reading a few pages each day may not seem like much, but over time, it can lead to profound personal growth. Routine is a powerful tool for consistency. By creating a structured routine, you remove the need to constantly make decisions about when to work on your goals. When a task becomes part of your daily routine, it's easier to stick with it, even on days when motivation is low. A simple routine helps you build habits that support your goals, turning actions into second nature. The more automatic your actions become, the more likely you are to keep going. Accountability can also play a significant role in maintaining consistency. Whether it's a friend, mentor, or group, having someone to share your progress with creates a sense of responsibility. When others are aware of your goals, you're more likely to follow through. Accountability partners provide support and encouragement, and they can help you stay on track when you're tempted to stray. A shared commitment builds a layer of accountability that makes consistency easier. Setting realistic, achievable goals is crucial for maintaining consistency. When your goals are too ambitious, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. Break your larger goals into smaller, manageable steps, each one building on the last. This approach keeps you motivated, as you're able to celebrate small wins along the way. These mini milestones provide positive reinforcement, making it easier to stay consistent as you work toward your larger vision. Momentum builds when you begin to see progress from your consistent efforts. Progress doesn't always come immediately, but over time, your actions compound and the results become more visible. This feeling of forward movement creates a sense of motivation, making it easier to continue putting in the effort. Once momentum builds, staying consistent feels less like a chore and more like a natural, enjoyable process. When setbacks happen, don't let them derail your progress. Consistency doesn't mean perfection. Life will throw curveballs, and there will be days when you miss a step or need to pause. What matters is that you get back on track as soon as possible. Treat setbacks as temporary and avoid the all-or-nothing mindset. When you embrace the idea that consistency is about cumulative effort rather than flawless execution, you'll be more resilient and able to keep going. Building consistency also requires a strong why. Knowing why you're pursuing a goal gives you a sense of purpose, which fuels commitment. When you feel like giving up, reconnect with the reasons behind your goals. Remind yourself of what you're working toward and how it will improve your life. This sense of purpose strengthens your resolve, helping you stay consistent even when motivation dips. Tracking your progress can be a powerful motivator. Whether you use a journal, app, or calendar, keeping a record of your efforts helps you see how far you've come. Documenting your progress provides a visual reminder of your dedication, reinforcing your commitment. Over time, you'll have a tangible record of your journey, which can inspire you to stay consistent and build even more momentum. Finally, celebrate your consistency and progress. Recognize the hard work you're putting in and honor each milestone. Celebrations don't have to be grand. A small reward or moment of acknowledgement can reinforce your efforts. When you celebrate your wins, you reinforce the habit of consistency, making it easier to maintain over time. Consistency becomes something you look forward to rather than something you feel you have to do. In this chapter, you'll discover that building consistency and momentum is an art, one that requires patience, discipline, and self-compassion. As you practice these skills, you'll find that consistency feels less like a struggle and more like a rhythm that flows naturally through your life. Momentum will grow as you stay the course, empowering you to achieve your goals with confidence and persistence. Chapter 7. Mastering the Art of Saying Yes to Now. Saying yes to the present moment is one of the most transformative choices we can make. Often, we're so focused on either the regrets of the past or the worries of the future that we overlook the power of now. Mastering the art of embracing the present allows us to experience life in its fullest form and take immediate, purposeful action. This chapter delves into how we can learn to say yes to the present, seize opportunities, and cultivate a mindset that prioritizes action and presence. The first step in mastering this art is understanding the value of time. Each moment is unique and fleeting. Once it passes, we can never reclaim it. When we say yes to now, we acknowledge the irreplaceable nature of time and commit to using it wisely. Instead of waiting for a better moment or ideal conditions, we accept that now is the best moment to take action. Embracing this truth brings urgency to our decisions and helps us fully engage with life as it happens. One of the main reasons people struggle with living in the now is the tendency to dwell on the past. Past experiences, both good and bad, can create mental barriers that prevent us from embracing the present. By letting go of past regrets or clinging memories, we make room for the present. Saying yes to now means loosening the grip of the past and choosing to view each day as a fresh start. This shift allows us to approach today with an open mind, ready for new possibilities. Another challenge in saying yes to now is the fear of the future. Worrying about what might happen can paralyze us, stopping us from making the most of the current moment. The future is inherently uncertain, but when we choose to live in the present, we shift our focus from what we can't control to what we can. Mastering the art of now is about realizing that while we can't predict the future, we can shape it by the actions we take today. Embracing the present reduces anxiety and empowers us to act. Saying yes to now also means fully engaging in whatever we're doing. Multitasking and distractions are common in today's world, but they often pull us away from meaningful engagement. When we commit to being fully present, we can focus deeply on the task at hand, giving it our full energy and attention. This presence leads to better outcomes, deeper satisfaction, and a stronger sense of accomplishment, as we know we've given our best to each moment. One effective way to say yes to now is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of being aware of the present moment without judgment. When we're mindful, we notice our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings as they are, without trying to change or resist them. This awareness allows us to respond to life with clarity and intention. By practicing mindfulness, we can develop the habit of returning to the present each time our minds drift, creating a stronger connection to now. Saying yes to now also involves embracing spontaneity. While planning and structure have their place, life often brings unexpected moments that can be enriching if we're open to them. By allowing ourselves to be flexible and adaptable, we create space for new experiences and opportunities. Sometimes the best moments happen when we step outside our routines and let ourselves be guided by curiosity and intuition. Spontaneity keeps life fresh and prevents us from becoming too rigid or closed off. Another aspect of saying yes to now is making decisions without overthinking. Analysis paralysis is a common trap that keeps us stuck in indecision. When we endlessly weigh options and consider every possible outcome, we lose precious time and energy. By trusting ourselves and making timely decisions, we honor the present moment. This doesn't mean acting recklessly, but rather recognizing that action, even imperfect action, is often better than inaction. Saying yes to now requires us to embrace imperfection. Waiting for perfect circumstances often means missing out on real opportunities. Life is rarely perfect, and neither are we. When we accept that things don't have to be flawless for us to take action, we free ourselves to move forward. Perfectionism can be a barrier to progress, but by focusing on progress over perfection, we allow ourselves to grow and learn from each experience. Prioritizing what truly matters is another key to embracing the present. In a world full of distractions and endless choices, it's easy to get caught up in activities that don't align with our values. Saying yes to now means being intentional with our time, choosing actions that bring us closer to our goals and enrich our lives. When we prioritize purpose over convenience, we find greater fulfillment in each moment. The act of gratitude can also help us say yes to now. When we practice gratitude, we become more aware of the positive aspects of our current situation. This awareness shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, creating a sense of abundance. Gratitude reminds us that each moment, no matter how ordinary, holds something valuable. By appreciating what's in front of us, we cultivate a mindset that values the present. Saying yes to now involves recognizing and valuing the people around us. Often, we're so focused on our own agendas that we forget to connect with others in the present moment. Relationships are built on shared experiences, and when we give our full attention to the people around us, we strengthen those bonds. Listening deeply, sharing openly, and being present in our interactions enriches our relationships and makes each moment spent with others more meaningful. Letting go of control is also part of embracing the present. We often try to manage every detail of our lives, but life is full of unpredictability. When we release the need to control everything, we open ourselves to the natural flow of life. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means trusting that things will unfold as they should. This mindset allows us to navigate life with more ease and focus on the actions we can take right now. Saying yes to now means embracing each day with a sense of possibility. Every day brings new chances to learn, grow, and make a positive impact. When we approach each morning with an open heart and a willingness to say yes to whatever opportunities arise, we infuse our lives with energy and enthusiasm. This positive outlook empowers us to seize opportunities and make the most of each day. Ultimately, mastering the art of saying yes to now is about living a life of purpose and presence. It's a commitment to showing up fully, taking meaningful action, and cherishing each moment. When we say yes to now, we stop waiting for life to happen and start actively creating it. The journey of embracing the present transforms us, bringing us closer to our true selves and allowing us to live with greater joy, purpose, and fulfillment. Chapter 8: The Power of a Future-Free Mindset. Adopting a future-free mindset can seem counterintuitive in a world that prizes planning, ambition, and forward thinking. However, the art of releasing our fixation on the future offers profound benefits. It doesn't mean disregarding goals or aspirations, but rather approaching life without the weight of constant anticipation and worry. Living with a future-free mindset empowers us to act meaningfully in the present and allows us to experience life with clarity, freedom, and joy. One of the first benefits of a future-free mindset is reduced anxiety. The future is unpredictable, and when we're constantly focused on it, we can become overwhelmed by what-if scenarios and potential outcomes. This worry can cloud our ability to enjoy the present. When we let go of obsessing over what lies ahead, we create mental space to breathe and focus on what's directly within our reach. In a future-free mindset, we can think about the future without attaching our peace to it, thus reducing stress. A future-free mindset also nurtures deeper awareness of the present moment. When we're not preoccupied with what's next, we can fully engage in what's happening now. This heightened presence allows us to connect with our surroundings, thoughts, and emotions in a way that isn't tainted by anticipation or fear. We become more attuned to our lives as they unfold, noticing the small details and moments that often pass unnoticed when we're caught up in the future. Cultivating a future-free mindset also helps us make better, more grounded decisions. Often, decisions made in the context of a highly anticipated future are driven by fear or assumptions. When we release our focus on the future, we can assess situations based on their current reality, leading to choices that genuinely reflect our values and needs. This approach allows us to act with integrity and authenticity, aligning our actions with who we are in the present rather than who we think we need to be in the future. A powerful aspect of a future-free mindset is the sense of freedom it brings. When we stop chasing after an idealized version of the future, we free ourselves from self-imposed expectations. No longer feeling compelled to reach a specific outcome, we allow ourselves to experience life's journey without the pressure of fulfilling rigid goals. This freedom cultivates an openness to whatever unfolds, allowing us to adapt and thrive regardless of what the future holds. A future-free mindset also enhances our relationships. When we're not fixated on future expectations, we can engage with people around us in a more genuine way. We're not trying to mold conversations or experiences to fit a certain narrative. Instead, we meet people as they are, here and now. This presence fosters deeper connections and more authentic interactions as we're able to listen fully and respond thoughtfully rather than being preoccupied with what's next. This mindset also encourages resilience. By letting go of an idealized future, we become more adaptable to whatever life brings our way. We're no longer thrown off course by unexpected changes or setbacks, because we're not rigidly tied to one specific outcome. Instead, we can approach challenges with curiosity and flexibility, viewing them as part of the journey rather than as threats to our plans. This adaptability builds resilience as we become more comfortable navigating life's ups and downs without anxiety over the future. Embracing a future-free mindset fosters creativity and spontaneity. When we're not burdened by the need to fit our lives into a specific future mold, we're free to explore ideas and try new things without fear of failing at predetermined goals. This creative freedom can lead to unexpected discoveries and opportunities that we might have missed if we were overly focused on a singular vision for the future. Living in the now invites inspiration and experimentation, sparking growth in areas we may not have anticipated. Letting go of a future-focused mindset also promotes self-compassion. When we're overly concerned with achieving specific outcomes, we can become harsh on ourselves for any perceived failures or deviations from the plan. A future-free mindset encourages us to be kinder to ourselves, acknowledging that growth and learning are processes that unfold naturally over time. With this approach, we can forgive ourselves for setbacks and celebrate progress without the pressure of meeting unrealistic future goals. A future-free mindset does not mean we abandon our aspirations. Instead, it invites us to approach them without attaching our worth or happiness to their outcome. By focusing on the process rather than the destination, we're able to pursue our goals with a sense of curiosity and openness. This approach allows us to enjoy the journey and find fulfillment in the steps we take today, rather than delaying happiness for a future accomplishment. Living without a future fixation also heightens our appreciation for life's simple joys. Without the constant urge to get somewhere or achieve something, we're able to find contentment in the small moments that make life meaningful. Whether it's savoring a meal, enjoying time with loved ones, or simply observing the beauty around us, a future-free mindset opens us up to the richness of the present. This appreciation brings a sense of peace and gratitude that transcends any single accomplishment or milestone. In embracing a future-free mindset, we empower ourselves to fully explore our potential in the present. Often, our fixation on the future limits us from acting boldly now, as we're caught up in planning or waiting for the right moment. When we release this fixation, we give ourselves permission to act now, bringing our fullest selves to each moment without hesitation or delay. This approach not only leads to more productive outcomes, but also fuels personal growth as we're constantly taking steps forward. Ultimately, adopting a future-free mindset is about reclaiming the present as our primary source of power and peace. By releasing the pressure of what's to come, we find the freedom to engage deeply with each moment. This shift doesn't mean we stop caring about the future, but rather that we honor the present as the foundation upon which our future is built. In choosing to live fully today, we create a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling, not because of what may happen tomorrow, but because of the richness we embrace today. Chapter 9. Cultivating Gratitude for Today. Gratitude is a powerful practice that roots us in the present and brings peace, joy, and contentment into our lives. When we cultivate gratitude for today, we shift our focus from what we lack to what we have, from longing for the future to appreciating the present. This chapter explores how embracing gratitude can transform the way we see our lives, helping us to live with a deeper sense of fulfillment, purpose, and happiness. One of the simplest yet most profound effects of gratitude is that it enhances our awareness of life's blessings. It's easy to take things for granted, especially when we're focused on what's next. However, gratitude encourages us to slow down and truly acknowledge the people, experiences, and moments that bring us joy and comfort. This heightened awareness helps us to see that even on challenging days, there's much to be thankful from the warmth of a sunrise to the laughter of a friend. Gratitude also reshapes our perspective on problems. Life is filled with challenges, but when we approach these obstacles with gratitude, they lose their power to overwhelm us. Instead of focusing solely on what's difficult, we can appreciate the strength, resilience, and growth that challenges bring. This doesn't mean ignoring hardships, but rather choosing to see them through a lens that recognizes both the struggle and the lessons they provide. Practicing gratitude can also improve our relationships. When we regularly acknowledge and express appreciation for the people in our lives, we strengthen our bonds with them. Gratitude fosters feelings of warmth, empathy, and connection, making it easier to resolve conflicts and deepen mutual understanding. When others feel appreciated, they are more likely to feel valued, creating a positive cycle of kindness and respect that enriches our relationships. In addition to benefiting our relationships, gratitude enhances our own well-being. Research shows that practicing gratitude can boost mood, improve sleep, and even reduce stress. When we focus on what we're thankful for, our minds and bodies respond positively. Gratitude releases us from the cycle of worry and anxiety, allowing us to relax and find peace in the present. This mental and emotional balance enhances our resilience, helping us navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease. A powerful aspect of gratitude is that it shifts our focus from scarcity to abundance. When we're constantly looking at what's missing in our lives, we create a sense of lack and inadequacy. However, when we practice gratitude, we recognize the abundance that already exists. This shift changes our internal dialogue from "I need more" to "I have enough," fostering a sense of contentment. By appreciating what we have, we become less driven by external desires and more grounded in inner fulfillment. Gratitude also helps us find joy in simple pleasures. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to overlook the small moments of beauty and wonder around us. When we cultivate gratitude, we start to find meaning and happiness in everyday experiences. A warm cup of coffee, a walk in nature, a heartfelt conversation. These small moments become sources of joy that lift our spirits and bring a sense of magic into our daily lives. A gratitude practice also strengthens our resilience in difficult times. When we're faced with loss, failure, or disappointment, it can be hard to find silver linings. Yet, gratitude allows us to hold space for both pain and appreciation. In tough moments, we can still find things to be grateful for: supportive friends, valuable lessons, or even our own courage to keep going. This resilience helps us bounce back, reminding us that life's challenges don't erase the goodness that still exists. Living with gratitude enriches our connection to the present moment. When we're grateful, we're fully engaged in the now, not distracted by future worries or past regrets. This presence allows us to experience life more deeply, savoring each moment with an open heart. Gratitude turns ordinary moments into cherished memories, filling our lives with a sense of wonder and appreciation that makes each day feel like a gift. Incorporating gratitude into our daily routine is a simple but impactful way to cultivate positivity. Writing down three things we're grateful for each day, for example, can remind us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. These reflections serve as anchors that ground us, keeping us connected to our values and goals. Over time, this practice strengthens our ability to find gratitude even in the most mundane moments. Gratitude also opens the door to generosity. When we appreciate what we have, we're more inclined to share it with others. This generosity doesn't always have to be material. It can be as simple as offering our time, kindness, or attention to those around us. Gratitude teaches us that life is richer when shared, and giving becomes a natural expression of our appreciation. This generosity fosters a sense of community, creating connections that further enrich our lives. The act of expressing gratitude verbally can have a profound impact on others and on ourselves. Saying thank you or expressing appreciation to someone not only makes them feel valued, but also reinforces our own sense of gratitude. These small expressions of thanks create positive interactions that uplift both parties, strengthening relationships and cultivating a culture of appreciation. Gratitude can also serve as a powerful antidote to comparison. In a world where we're often tempted to measure our lives against others, gratitude reminds us to focus on our own blessings. Instead of feeling envious of what others have, we learn to celebrate our unique journey and accomplishments. This mindset reduces feelings of inadequacy and insecurity, allowing us to enjoy our lives without the constant need to compete or compare. Another benefit of gratitude is its ability to deepen our self-acceptance. When we're grateful for our strengths, experiences, and even our imperfections, we foster a sense of self-compassion. Gratitude helps us appreciate our journey, recognizing that each part of ourselves, both the good and the challenging, has contributed to our growth. This acceptance allows us to live more authentically, free from the pressure to conform to others' expectations. Finally, gratitude enhances our overall life satisfaction. When we consistently focus on the positive aspects of our lives, we create an inner environment of joy and peace. This satisfaction isn't dependent on material wealth, status, or external achievements. Instead, it's rooted in a deep appreciation for the life we have. Living with gratitude empowers us to embrace each day with a sense of fulfillment, making even the simplest moments feel meaningful and worthwhile. Cultivating gratitude for today is about choosing to see the beauty, joy, and blessings in each moment. It reminds us that happiness is not something we chase, but something we create through appreciation. By practicing gratitude, we not only enrich our own lives, but also spread positivity to those around us. As we embrace each day with a grateful heart, we open ourselves to a life filled with purpose, connection, and true contentment. Chapter 10: Redefining Success as Living in the Present. Success is often defined by the milestones we achieve, the goals we reach, or the dreams we fulfill. But what if true success lies in something simpler, yet infinitely more powerful, living fully in the present moment? Redefining success as living in the present allows us to measure life not by the outcomes we reach in the future, but by the quality of the experiences we have right now. This chapter delves into how shifting our understanding of success from a future-oriented pursuit to a present-centered way of living can transform our sense of purpose, fulfillment, and joy. The traditional view of success tends to be forward-focused, driven by specific achievements, financial gain, or social status. While these goals can be motivating, they can also create a mindset that perpetually looks ahead, often at the expense of appreciating the here and now. Redefining success as living in the present means letting go of the "I'll be happy when" mentality and embracing each moment for what it offers, recognizing that true satisfaction is found in our daily experiences and interactions. When we view success as living in the present, we realize that life isn't a series of achievements to check off, but a journey of experiences to savor. Every conversation, each small victory, and even moments of stillness contribute to our sense of fulfillment. Success becomes less about having more and more about finding joy and meaning in each part of the journey. This shift helps us focus on growth, gratitude, and inner peace, which create a more sustainable sense of satisfaction. Living in the present allows us to experience life with greater depth and richness. When we're not constantly fixated on the future, we're free to fully engage in what's happening now. We begin to notice the beauty of a sunset, the laughter of friends, and the joy of simple moments that might otherwise be overlooked. By redefining success in this way, we open ourselves up to a fuller, more vibrant life, where every moment becomes a precious opportunity for connection, growth, and happiness. Embracing the present also reduces the stress and anxiety that can come from a future-focused mindset. When we're always working toward the next goal or achievement, there's a constant pressure to perform, succeed, and get ahead. This pressure can lead to burnout, worry, and feelings of inadequacy. Living in the present, on the other hand, encourages us to let go of these anxieties and trust in the journey. We learn to appreciate each step without the constant need to look further ahead, which brings a sense of calm and balance to our lives. Redefining success as living in the present also strengthens our relationships. When we're fully engaged in the here and now, we're able to listen more deeply, connect more authentically, and appreciate others in a meaningful way. We're no longer distracted by worries about the future or regrets from the past, allowing us to be truly present with the people around us. This presence fosters trust, compassion, and understanding, enriching our relationships and creating bonds built on genuine connection. Another powerful effect of living in the present is the freedom it brings from self-judgment. Often, our future-focused ambitions are accompanied by high expectations and harsh self-criticism. When we judge ourselves based on what we have or haven't achieved, we create a mindset of lack and inadequacy. By embracing the present moment, we release ourselves from these judgments and accept ourselves as we are. We begin to see that success isn't about becoming something different, but about fully embracing who we are right now. Redefining success as a present-centered journey also encourages us to pursue our passions and interests with joy rather than obligation. When we're not fixated on future outcomes, we're free to explore, experiment, and enjoy the process of learning. Success becomes less about reaching a specific destination and more about the fulfillment we find in following our curiosity and discovering new aspects of ourselves. This approach brings a sense of playfulness and wonder to our lives, making our daily pursuits more enjoyable and meaningful. Living in the present also aligns us more closely with our values. When we're not solely driven by external markers of success, we have the space to reflect on what truly matters to us. We can focus on qualities like kindness, integrity, and authenticity rather than superficial achievements. Success becomes a reflection of how we live each day, the impact we have on others, and the positive energy we bring to the world. This values-driven approach creates a deeper, more purposeful sense of fulfillment. A present-centered view of success also fosters resilience. Life is filled with ups and downs, and when we're solely focused on reaching future goals, setbacks can feel devastating. By embracing the present, we learn to see challenges as part of the journey, not as obstacles that derail us from a future destination. This resilience allows us to face difficulties with grace, adaptability, and a willingness to grow. We come to understand that true success is not the absence of struggle, but the ability to navigate it with strength and compassion. Redefining success as living in the present also enhances our mental clarity and creativity. When we're not burdened by future worries or past regrets, our minds are free to think more openly and creatively. We become more attuned to inspiration in our surroundings, finding new ideas and solutions in unexpected places. This mental freedom allows us to approach our goals with fresh perspective, making our work more enjoyable and often more successful in the process. This approach to success helps us to develop a healthier relationship with time. Instead of viewing time as something to conquer or race against, we begin to see it as a steady flow to move within. Each moment becomes valuable, not as a means to an end, but as an opportunity to engage, learn, and enjoy. Time is no longer a source of stress, but a gift to be cherished, bringing a sense of ease and peace to our daily lives. Living in the present also brings a profound sense of gratitude. When we focus on each moment, we become more aware of the blessings and opportunities that surround us. Gratitude shifts our mindset from scarcity to abundance, helping us to see that we already have everything we need to feel successful and content. This perspective cultivates joy, humility, and a sense of wonder, making our lives feel richer and more meaningful. A present-centered view of success also allows us to live more authentically. When we're not constantly striving to meet future goals, we're free to express ourselves as we are, without fear of judgment or failure. This authenticity empowers us to live in alignment with our true selves, honoring our unique strengths, passions, and desires. We stop trying to fit into others' definitions of success and instead create a life that resonates with our personal values and aspirations. Redefining success as living in the present also encourages us to find balance. Without the pressure to constantly push forward, we can prioritize our well-being, health, and happiness. We begin to see that rest, reflection, and self-care are essential parts of a successful life. This balance allows us to recharge, stay grounded, and approach each day with a sense of joy and purpose. Living in the present deepens our connection to the world around us. We become more attuned to the beauty of nature, the kindness of strangers, and the simple pleasures of life. This connection fosters a sense of unity and belonging, reminding us that we are part of something larger than ourselves. Success becomes less about personal gain and more about contributing to a collective sense of harmony and well-being. A present-focused view of success also teaches us to appreciate life's fleeting moments. We come to understand that nothing is permanent and that each experience, whether joyful or challenging, is an opportunity to grow. This awareness encourages us to let go of attachment and embrace life's impermanence, helping us live with a light heart and an open mind. Redefining success as living in the present encourages us to be kinder to ourselves. We learn to celebrate our progress rather than focusing on our perceived shortcomings. This self-compassion empowers us to keep going, even on difficult days, knowing that success is not a fixed point, but a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. In the end, living in the present allows us to see that true success is not a destination, but a way of being. It's about living each moment fully, loving wholeheartedly, and finding joy in the journey. When we embrace this perspective, we realize that we are already successful, not because of what we've achieved, but because of how we choose to live each day. Thank you for listening to The Power of Now. Don't leave anything for later. Remember, life is happening right here, right now. Every day you wait, you lose moments that you can never get back. The choice to take action and live fully is yours today. As you go forward, keep this in mind. If you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. Live for what today has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away. Let this audiobook be a reminder that the present is all we truly have to shape our dreams and pursue the life we want. Embrace the moment, take bold steps, and remember that every action you take today is a step toward a future without regrets. Thank you for joining us on this journey, and may you always find strength in the power of now.